Well, Declan, exit of the championship, it's all over. The Super 8s have come to an end. A disappointing night, to say the least, for Donegal.
Ah, listen, hugely disappointing, Oisín. You know, we felt coming into this game with every opportunity that if we did get those performance levels to the levels that we have been getting, that we were well capable of winning the match. Ultimately, we didn't get to those levels for one reason or another that we'd have to sit down and look at. But it's a disappointing end to, you know, what was a very positive season.
I think it's fair to say that the performance in the first half probably made the task too great to get out of here with a victory today, was it?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Oisín. You know, in terms of the first half, we started the game actually well in the first number of minutes. We kicked two really good scores. But, you know, from the end to end of the first half, it was basically Mayo were on top. They were forced to break all the breaks and ultimately went in 6 points ahead at half time, which was a huge deficit for us. But in fairness to the lads, I mean, they showed real character again to come out. And, you know, probably the disappointing factor would be the fact that we did get back to within a score, yeah, that we ended up kicking some very, very bad wides. That's uncharacteristic for the team.
Yeah. How did you get them turned around then at half time? Because it was a real gallant, huge effort by them in the second half. They came out of the blocks very, very good at the start of that half.
They did, exactly. And all this, and we just felt that, you know, there was a slight breeze there. It did settle down in the second half, but, you know, we were positive about it. We felt that if we got a couple of scores early in the second half, we were in with a chance, and we got that. And but listen, it wasn't to be, Oisín. A disappointing night and a disappointing end of the season. And, you know, it'll take a number of weeks for this hurt to go away.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I suppose when you're here and things aren't going your way and small margins, like getting turned over easily and the tackle, Declan, and spilling the ball, and when you're outnumbered and there's a massive home support here, so there is as well, it sort of gets to the back of the player, so it doesn't, and maybe at times it showed that.
Ah, listen, as I say, you know, we're not going to use the fact that there's a lot of young players out there, very, very inexperienced side, but, you know, they've learned a lot right throughout the season, but no better learning curve than tonight. And if we can take the learnings from tonight and you know, move on and become a better side, then, you know, that will make a strong
was
going
that the
in the
most
future.
Physical challenge that you guys were presented with this year?
Oh, there's no doubt, yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, it's a real cauldron in there. We knew what to expect. Huge crowd, huge home support, in fairness. Also, big Donegal support there, and you know, I'd like to thank all those supporters that travelled today. You know, conditions weren't great out there. It was very, very wet, but at the same time, it was great Donegal support there. And, you know, it's a bitterly disappointing dressing room in there, and you know, as I say, we'll head back the road, and, you know, it's going to take time to get over this.
Yeah, but there is positives as well, and the future is bright for Donegal football, because you say they are young men, and probably this might have been probably the steepest learning curve of the year for them.
Oh yes, no doubt, Oisín. Sometimes they say in defeat you learn more, and that's probably right. But, you know, it's so disappointing. We came so close last year to go into the last four, and we didn't get there. And again today we didn't. And ultimately you have to hand it to Mayo. Mayo deserved to win on the night, and, you know, we wish them well as they win the last four.